It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Nightbird Books, located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Nightbird is a locally owned and operated bookseller with a cafe, which offers local coffees, baked breads, and brewed beer on tap. And events, a calendar, and more located on the web at nightbirdbooks.com.
Ahead on Ozarks at Large, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross discusses federal health care reform, the recent endorsement he received from Governor Mike Beebe, and more.
Plus, the complicated world of intellectual property rights, and we continue our series on what healthcare reform might mean for Arkansas. Jacqueline Froelich examines how small businesses could be affected.
But first, the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith yesterday received its largest financial contribution to date. The Walton Family Foundation gave $2 million to the museum, which Jim Dunn, president of the Marshals Museum, says brings the museum much closer to reality.
Not only is it a generous gift, but it represents an investment by the Walton Family Foundation and the community. It represents the Walton Family Foundation being on board on this important project. And I think a lot of people will look at this and say that this is an important step forward for us. So we're elated about it, and I'm very appreciative of the foundation making this gift to us.
Dunn says with the gift from the Walton Family Foundation, the museum has raised about $13.7 million so far, excluding proceeds from a commemorative coin, expected to generate up to $5 million from sales and up to $10 million in new market tax credits. Dunn says the museum needs to raise about $35 million before groundbreaking takes place in about a year, but he expects the contribution by the Walton Family Foundation will entice others to contribute to the museum as well.
I think many people consider the Walton Family Foundation to be a bell cow, and I do expect it to be a very attractive thing on our resume. I think that they vet their recipients closely. I think they see this project for what it can bring to the community by way of job creation and economic development. And it is a substantial investment in this community. And so, yes, I do think it will help us attract other donors. No doubt.
The groundbreaking for the museum is scheduled for September 24, 2014, the 225th anniversary of the U.S. Marshal Service, with the opening expected about 2 years later.
After an Arkansas regulatory board banned the Clarksville School District from arming some of its staff with concealed handguns, the superintendent of that district says criticism of the district's approach is unfounded. Speaking on NPR's Here and Now yesterday afternoon, Superintendent David Hopkins said his district's plan involved more firearms training than many police officers typically receive. He disagreed with critics who say more guns at school could mean those guns could easily fall into the wrong hands.
Currently, you've got firearms that are introduced into classrooms all over the country via the resource officer. Our resource officer, in fact, teaches classes for us here. And, you know, that does not seem to cause an issue. And, in fact, our individuals, the firearm would not even be exposed. It would be concealed. So I think the chances of that have been blown way out of proportion and are very, 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 very minimal.
Arkansas Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell also spoke on the program, saying while about 12 other school districts in the state have contracted their own security guards, those individuals aren't armed throughout the school day.
These districts that have commissioned these guards, only in one situation that I'm aware of, one individual in Fort Smith who is the director of safety, who is also an officer of the local police department, actually carries a weapon. Another school district, the Lake Hamilton School District, actually has commissioned security guard that are administrators and others. They have weapons on the campus, but they're locked in rooms and in safes, where if something does happen, they have access, and only those individuals have access.
He noted a number of alternative measures, such as metal detectors and limited access to buildings, can be taken to help mitigate the effects of a worst-case scenario in schools.
Unemployment figures for July were up in Arkansas by 0.1 percentage point to 7.4%. Bernadette Coleman with the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services says the rate was the same in July 2012, though there are 1,700 fewer unemployed state residents than a year ago.
It's not unusual for it to go up slightly, and as you're aware, the economy is kind of, we've been having a little bit difficult time in general, even though Arkansas hasn't fared as badly as some states have. We're having to go through a period of adjustment, so 0.1% we're not quite as alarmed by. We certainly hope that August will tell us will give us a better picture.
The department says jobs in professional and business services grew by 2,000 in July, but government employment fell by 900 jobs.
Six new roundabouts are scheduled to be built in Springdale, with four set to be installed at major intersections on 56th Street. Those intersections are at Don Tyson Parkway and Apple Harbor and Elm Springs Roads. Patsy Christie, Director of Development for the City of Springdale, says that roundabouts have distinct advantages over traditional intersections.
If you look at the reasons why, the safety factor, the ability to handle congested traffic better, the ability to not cause traffic to back up because of stoplights and those kind of things are the major reasons why we're looking at those. They just flow traffic a lot better.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wisconsin has more than 200 roundabouts, and that the slower speeds and lack of traffic signals that can be run contribute to the safety of roundabouts versus traditional intersections.
Though profits shrank for Bentonville-based America's Car Mart, revenue also rose during the second quarter of 2013, and company officials are pleased with the company's growth for the quarter. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the company posted $7.5 million of net income for the quarter, a decrease of $8.1 million from the previous year. But revenues rose to more than $122.5 million, a roughly 11% increase over the second quarter of 2012. In addition, same-store revenues grew 5.6% year-to-year.
Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 89 in northwest Arkansas to 94 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 65 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 70 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.